Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
22 minutes past five. Good morning to you. If you've just joined us, welcome. 021-446-0567. Join the conversation. It's your show. We talk about whatever it is that you would like to talk about. And as promised, we shift our focus now to Zimbabwe. Now, it's been celebrations left, right and center. Zimbabweans finally, after 37 years of rule, of President Mugabe's rule, he's finally stepped down. And in stepping down, there's changes coming into the country. But there's so many questions that we want to ask. And more specifically around the economy. Will the economy of Zimbabwe recover from this? Economist and head of research at Nascent Advisory and Research, Khandi Bai, is joining you on the line this morning. Good morning, Khandi. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Khandi, let's get down to business. I mean, straightforward. Zimbabwe, we hear they've been celebrating. There's a new president, or there's talk of the new president. I don't know if he's been sworn in just yet, but economy-wise, can the Zimbabwean economy recover? And if so, what's the sort of timeline that we're looking at?
Yeah, look, I mean, it has great, great prospects of recovery. And, you know, there have been a couple of times in the past, you know, 10, 20 years where, since, you know, the crisis in Zimbabwe, that, you know, it's threatened to recover. There was a time before when, you know, after Mugabe won elections, and maybe you thought, you know, he was stabilizing and he was introducing new reforms. Even the IMF went back, and the IMF was willing to help. And so we started to see some growth, and we're seeing, like, you know, high-digit growth and things like that. So it has a great opportunity to grow, because the industries of Zimbabwe, if you look at agriculture, for example, that is, you know, people always say that, you know, the land reform project didn't actually work. It didn't actually work where we started to see our production increasing to the levels prior to what people usually call land grabs or the land reform program. So there is that opportunity. What has been a problem has been this idea of support, of financial support, you know, in terms of seeds and those kinds of things. So, and I think given with the new environment, it will depend really on the new leadership of whether or not they do the right things going forward in terms of attracting investors, of speaking the right kind of language in terms of policy stability and the ability to say to people, we're a different kind of government, and being able to attract money from outside to be able then to, you know, to be able to actually get people to invest in farmers in order for them to go back to work and be able to produce. So that's one side of it. And of course, it's kind of varied, you know. We know they have tobacco, they've got, they do maize and different kinds of things. And then secondly, you also have the mining sector. And that mining sector, of course, is extremely rich. And so that will also be one area of growth. Again, investors are probably, you know, Zimbabwe, every year have, in Victoria Falls, I think it is, they have the mining sector conferences, and people come in big numbers looking for opportunities there. And they're looking for signal.
Now, talking about that, Khandi, forgive me for being a capitalist, but all I'm thinking is money, money, money for South African companies. Surely then this is a good impact on the South African economy. This would be a good impact.
Yes, that's a great impact. I think one of the things that we realize is that, of course, South African companies are already in Zimbabwe. You have banks, for example, that have been there, and that these banks now have the capacity to, some of them have not done very well because they've, you know, made some losses given the exposure there. But now they have a place to recover, but also to invest there, you know, big banks who can put in money into Zimbabwe, into urban companies. For example, even in the telecom sector, where we know we've done very well, you know, companies, South African companies can go back in, banks, retail companies and all of that. So there's definitely a lot of opportunity for those kind of companies because they've been there. And I think a lot of people are already starting to talk about even owning properties in Zimbabwe. I'm sure that market is going to open.
Now, Thandi, let me just bring in the listeners to this. 27 minutes past five. Good morning to you listening at home. 021-446-0567. That's the number that you can dial. All I want to know is, when we talk about the Zimbabwean economy, do you believe that the economy, Zimbabwean economy, can recover? What are the timelines that we're talking about? And do you have any advice on how they should be approaching this? You can also send SMSs to 31567. Now, Thandi, let's ask the question that I think most South Africans, well, most, I say me, Julia and Joe in studio here, want to know. Zimbabwe is right next to South Africa. Their currency, the Zim dollar, okay, is way out, and they are currently using the US dollar. What are the chances are that they would in the future adopt the rand as their currency? And will that be good for us?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty slim now. I think if they work towards a recovery, one of the things that they would do, of course, is to switch back to their own currency. It will take them some time. There's no point. You know, I mean, I think currencies are a matter of national pride. If anything, you know, Zimbabweans have lost a lot of pride, and I think it's one of the things that they're going to want to get back is that. And they are going to want, as soon as possible, to return to the Zim dollar so that they stabilize the economy. Again, that is not going to be a particularly discussing. There is no value in them, for us at least, as South Africans, in them adopting the rand. Because in adopting the rand, they've got to meet a couple of things in terms of, you know, owning rand reserves and this kind of thing and that kind of thing. In some ways, because they have been in South Africa, and a lot of people are saying they're going to go back. So unless, of course, you know, you have a lot of South Africa, all of them saying their trade with South Africa is going to stay the same and nobody else. But I suspect that they're going to want to trade with other people. I hear Britain is already calling and saying, look, our old friends in Zimbabwe, we will do whatever we can to help. And so they will. And so in order for them to be able to obviously to diversify, they will probably keep the dollar as their currency for now, and then try and walk back towards the Zim dollar. And it's good for them, of course, to be able to manage their economy through monetary policy and other they should need to be able to use their policy levers to go back to the Zim dollar as soon as they can.
I have to say, you are correct. It's all a matter of pride, because I'm thinking to myself, imagine if Namibia and Zimbabwe and any of our neighboring countries were using the rand. It would be one of those, South African rand. Oh, just the rent, nonetheless. Thandi, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Thank you for giving us an idea. But certainly, all hopes are for Zimbabwe.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thandi Bai, economist and head of research at Nascence Advisory and Research.